Chapter 12, Mishnah 7. Amud shu mutar la'avir. If a column was lying in the open air. So have you got it? Right. So big columns lying in the open air. So there'll be, where the column meets the ground, a round column. So there'll be a little bit of a space there where if there's impurity there, it'll be actually underneath the column, right? Yeah, it'll be under, you see that? It'll be underneath the column. So miyash be hekeifoy esrim va'arba tefachim. So if its circumference is 24 tefachs, right? 24 tefachs in the tefachim, in the circumference of this beam. If there was impurity sitting underneath it, like underneath the curve of the beam, so then any utensil sitting there would also be pure. It would be spread out along the length of the beam. But if not, the tumah would go up and down, but it wouldn't spread along the length of the beam. So the question over here is, you need a tefach space here, right? You need this part underneath the curvature of the beam to be a tefach space. And this is what they've worked out. That's what I said, we're not doing the mess. You can go through this over here, and on the next page, where they've worked out that in order to, for there to be, see that little square? Mm. In order for that little square to be a tefach, this is how big it has to be. It has to be 24 tefachim in circumference. Anything less than that, there won't be enough space under there for the utensil, for a tefach, for the utensil and the impurity to fit and for the impurity to spread out.
Therefore,